Morning, folks. It's your boy, John Lambrose, formerly known as Boondocks, formerly known as John Sawyer, always known as the Rocky Mountain Madman. This is another episode of the Rocky Mountain Madman podcast, right here on Apple Podcasts, right here on Anchor FM, right here on wherever the hell you happen to be listening to me right now, whether it's iTunes, whether it's Google Play, whether it's a CD. I'm not even sure if they put podcasts on CDs, but regardless, wherever you're listening to me, I greatly appreciate it, and I encourage you to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts right now. Leave a nice 5-star review. I'm sorry, not review, rating. Leave a nice 5-star rating. Write out, type your review of the show, you know, whether it's something good or something bad, whatever the case may be. I want to know what you guys think of this program. Yes, it's still relatively new, and I have a lot more content to put out as the time goes by, but that will all remain to be seen, or should I say remain to be heard, considering that this is just an audio podcast and you can't exactly see me right now. But anyway, it is 10 a.m. on a Monday morning, February 19th, 2018. I am currently sitting outside the local Weight Watchers near my home, about to go in for another meeting. That's right, folks. I attend Weight Watchers on a weekly basis. Hell, anything that could help me lose weight, get in better shape, and improve my life for the better, I am all for it. I want to talk real quickly about, fire that's, I shouldn't say a fire, it's more like a little spark. A little spark that, you know, almost turned to a fire, but, thank God it didn't. There are these two guys out there whose names I'm not going to mention. I'm not even going to mention, their show that they run. I'm not going to mention the network that they're on. I'm not going to mention the head of said network that they're on. I'm not going to give them any recognition whatsoever because the fact remains that they simply do not deserve it. These guys used to work with me on my old show, the John Sawyer Show, on Strong Island Radio and Television. And, you know, some things happened along the way. And, you know, when that show got canceled and, you know, ran out of business, they ran their own show and invited me on as a, you know, kind of like the Ed McMahon of the show. And I gladly took the position because I was willing to work in different angles of a radio show so I can kind of learn some things early, you know. But some things have happened, and it eventually got to a point where, you know, I respectfully, you know, backed out of it and left the show to do my own thing. But ever since then, both guys have found it, well, I should say all three guys, because, you know, the owner of this said station has taken part in these childish shenanigans as well. All three of these guys have, you know, done their fair share of taking shots at me. They're probably gonna say, you know, oh, it's just jokes. Well, you know, I consider it jokes if I'm there in the room while you're saying it. When I'm not there in the room, it no longer looks like jokes. It looks like you're trying to take some shots, but that's just my opinion and I'm sticking to it. But yeah, it was just a bunch of drama, a bunch of, you know, mess that I originally stayed silent for a very, very long time. And then one day, I decided to defend myself. Because in show business, whether it's music, radio, wrestling, comedy, whatever the case may be, it's a very cutthroat industry, and sometimes you gotta get intense and stand up for yourself just to show that you're not someone who can be walked all over easily. And so, yeah, I decided a while back to start standing up for myself and responding accordingly. So I responded a few times by putting some memes out there on my social media pages and You know, they were just, you know, comically insulting memes, saying things like, you know, oh, started at the bottom, still at the bottom. You know, just insulting stuff directed at these two guys who I'm speaking of, who, once again, I'm not going to mention their names at all on this show or any show that I do. But, you know, I thought, out of all honesty, I thought that that would quiet them down a bit. Because it seemed like, you know, they were egging me on to get a response, and I gave them the response, which I originally didn't plan on doing, and now it seems that it's riled them up even more to respond back even more. You know, it's all childish, you know, silly crap anyway. And, you know, I realized that the other day, so, you know, I've decided to just stop responding. And stop saying anything, because, you know, they're going to be the mature children, even though they're both in their 50s, which is kind of strange, but they're going to be immature children, and, you know, constantly, you know, act like they're in high school and do all these, you know, pathetic attempts at bullying me, and they're just going to, you know, make themselves look bad in the long run. So all I'm going to do now is pretty much just let them bury themselves, you know, because sooner or later their show won't exist anymore. You know, all things come to an end in this life and nothing lasts forever. So whatever happens, happens, you know, hope all goes well on their end, even though I don't exactly like them as human beings. But, yeah, I decided to just let go, let God handle it, be the peaceful man that I am, and just, you know, go about my business. So, that's my nail in the coffin on this situation, and this will be the very last time I respond to these guys, or anybody else in radio, wrestling, or show business in general that doesn't like me and has an issue with me. Because in my world, none of them are worth it. So, that's that. And time has gone by a bit here throughout the recording of this podcast. So it's time for me to, you know, take it home and, you know, send it out to the public so that it can be listened to and shared and downloaded and, you know, subscribed to. You know, I don't know a lot of the terms. People think I'm tech savvy when I'm not really that tech savvy. And yeah, that's that. So, as always, thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Thank you guys for supporting me. To the people who have been supporting me since way back when I was wrestling, thank you for sticking around. It means a lot that there are people out there who really do support my work and look at me like I'm something, when in reality I'm probably one of the biggest nobodies ever in show business at the moment. Although that may change in the future, but hey, no one can predict the future. Hell, if anything, you know, there could be an alien invasion in the future. Who knows? That's the fun. Be sure to follow me on social media, at Twitter and Instagram, at Boondocks1993. That's right, I'm on Twitter and Instagram, at Boondocks1993. And believe it or not, I forgot the URL for my Facebook page, but to make it up, I'll post it on my Twitter later today or whenever I remember to do that, and that's that. So, like I stated earlier, be sure to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, share with your friends, write a review, give me a 5-star rating, and thanks for listening. I'll see you later. Bye.